In regional and rural areas across Australia, many communities continue to struggle through drought. Crops refuse to grow, feeding animals has become a constant struggle. Art for Bales is an initiative set up to support farmers experiencing drought-related hardship. Artist Andrea Harmon is one of the project's co-founders, and she joins me now from the Southern Highlands of New South Wales to talk about the project. Welcome to the Art Show, Andrea.
Hello, thank you.
So, Andrea, how did Art for Bales get started?
Last year, I think, just as the drought was really hitting the media, I was talking to a farmer who was talking about just how hard it was to keep hand feeding every day, and he looked exhausted. And I started posting about it on my Instagram, and one of my fellow Instagram artist friends said, hey, how about we donate the proceeds of an art sale to Rural Aid, who were doing the Buy a Bale program at the time. Anyway, we talked about it a little bit more, and we thought, oh, well, maybe we can get some other people involved. And we set up an Instagram page, and it took off. And I think at the end we had over 200 people registering, but we had to cap it at 150 because we couldn't handle the volume of people involved at the time. We were so unprepared. And we raised nearly $77,000.
That's so great. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Andrea, where do you find the artists? And what type of art?
There's a full spectrum of art, from people who are Moran Prize finalists through to people who are, you know, either hobby artists or just starting out. So we've got some really quite well-known artists, and then we've got some absolute unknown artists, but everybody's got a network and everybody's got a community, and they all have an ability to sell somehow. So I guess the idea was that through this, we're not just raising money for Rural Aid and therefore for farmers and rural communities, but also using it as an opportunity to raise awareness and talk about the issues that farmers and rural communities experience.
Yeah. So let's say that I've got a spare couple of $100 and I want to buy some art for bales. How do I go about it?
You go to the Art for Bales Instagram page, and there are, well, I think we started on Monday introducing all the artworks sort of for sale, and each post has a different artwork, and that post links back to the person whose art it is. You liaise directly with the artist who will, pardon me, one person will either, the buyer will either donate the proceeds to Rural Aid, or the artist will, depending on the arrangement. It depends a little bit on who's doing the shipping,
yeah,
who's paying for shipping. And then there's, Rural Aid has an Art for Bales supporters page, so we provide that link to the artist or the buyer, and then they go ahead and make the donation, and then they forward the receipt to us, so we just keep tallying. So we're not a charity, we're just a campaign,
yeah,
and we just tally up the receipts, and hopefully it'll keep climbing and we raise some money.
Yeah, absolutely. It was a huge amount you've already raised. Andrea, what I'd like to know is how it's really affected the artists who are taking part in this campaign.
It's been an amazing response. The word I use is everyone's feeling really galvanised. Everybody's reaching out to their broader networks, and really there's artists who have connected with farmers through the campaign. There's one artist who's going out on a three-week photojournaling tour, I guess, and she's actually meeting up with some of the farmers she met last year through the campaign.
Yeah, that's great. And what about the farmers? What do they think about it generally?
Well, we've got some farmers who have actually joined the campaign.
Oh,
we've got a couple of photographers,
yeah,
who we've gotten on board, and they're some of them are quite emotional about it because I think they feel quite isolated, and it's nice to have, I guess, an unknown source of the community connect. And that, you know, Australian artists have quite a strong connection with the landscape. We've had, you know, Hayson and Drysdale and Streeton and the Heidelberg School, and right through to obviously contemporary artists who are painting on plein air and addressing the drought through their artwork. So there's quite a strong connection, I think, anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, actually, Andrea, I know of at least one artist farmer who works in a place called Echo Farm, just up on the Warwick plain there. And yeah, he's an amazing farmer and an amazing artist as well. So I'm sure that he's going to get involved in Art for Bales. How much money do you hope to raise? What's your aim?
Well, I can tell you we've got over $100,000 worth of art.
Wow.
Yeah. It's a little bit... Last year, I guess we kind of caught the wave unknowingly in terms of the media really taking off. So, you know, everybody was really aware about the drought. This year, it feels like it's only just starting to happen. I think Alan Jones teared up last night on the TV about it. So, you know, maybe now everybody is waking up, but it feels like it's only just happening. So... Hopefully the word's getting out. It's hard to know. We've had a lot of response from buyers already. There's a lot of people saying, can I buy this piece already? So if that's an indication, you know, we've got a little bit more. Last year we started with nothing, and this year we've got, I think, 3,000 Instagram followers. So that, you know, there's a little bit more momentum there. But the media is really what's been missing. And I think that sort of, unfortunately, with social media, it's all about what's trending. So if we're trending, then... we'll sell art.
Well, look, Andrea, you're trending here on the Art Show, so thank you so much for coming in and telling me about Art for Bales. Thank you.
We appreciate that. Thank you very much.
Thanks a lot. Andrea Harmon, one of the co-founders of the Art for Bales initiative, and you can show your support by heading to the Art for Bales Instagram page.